remember Chicken Delight? Chicken Delight was one of the very first places in Kansas City, in a different time and place, that used to deliver chicken to your home. Fried chicken, I should say. And over the years, home delivery of food has gotten a lot more, I would say, not necessarily complicated, but there's a greater variety. You can get Chinese food delivered to your house. You can get pizza, of course. But what other places can you get home delivery of home-cooked food so you don't have to cook it? In the second half of Central Standard Friday, we will talk about delivery to your door so you don't cook. But as we start the show, we're going to be talking about new and exciting restaurants in Kansas City, and we're always happy to hear about places, either new or old, that you've been to. So let me give you the phone number first before I introduce our panelist. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
And that was the lovely voice of Miss Emily Ferris. And Emily, you write for
FeedMeKC.com, where you can also find the Feed Me KC podcast.
And you have recently moved into new offices.
Yes, we are down in the Crossroads in the Bauer Building, which is formerly the Arts Incubator.
That's right. Yes. Mary.
I am Mary Block. I write the blog Around the Block, which is also on Facebook, and AroundTheBlockKC.com. I do the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star as well.
Very good. And?
Gloria Gale, 435.
Which is a magazine in addition to being a well-traveled highway.
So, right.
You write for other magazines, too.
I do.
But do you write food for the other magazines?
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Okay, let's talk about new places. Where have you been, Miss Gale?
Well, I've...
I want you to introduce myself.
Yeah.
Me, my naturally modest self. I'm Charles Ferruza, and I write for The Pitch. And The Pitch has a food blog that's in addition to our other blog. And you can find it at fastpitch@pitch.com. And I've been in new places, too, but I want to hear about your places.
Okay. Well, something that's in my neighborhood is Cafe V, which is at 10330 Medcalf. It's a little – it used to be a dry cleaning place, and now it's a Korean – pan-Korean-Asian restaurant.
Now, some people think of it as a bakery, but it's a lot more than a bakery.
It is. There's a lot of different kinds of food across the board there.
Okay. I have had the banh mi sandwiches, and they're delicious.
Are they? Well, I did my best to talk about, which I was going to say pho, but it's pho.
Pho.
Pho. And I got a bathtub-sized helping of pho that was absolutely wonderful. And they have a great selection of magazines. It's bigger than I thought. I thought it was a little tiny place,
but it's not.
And if you're
a fan of Korean food, they do have bulgogi.
Yes, they do. And I didn't get bubble tea because I don't like it.
I don't either. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. But anyway, and then I also went to Vivalore, which is out in Independence.
Do you have an address for it?
Yes, I do. It is 10815 East Winter Road. Got lost going, but finally found it.
It's in the old Englewood shopping district.
It is, and delightful. Sat outside after being cajoled by the waitress who said, you must look at it before you decide to sit inside. And it happened to be one of those passable days where you could sit outside. And
it
was terrific.
It's a beautiful patio.
Beautiful. The food was good.
Yep,
lobster roll, beautiful salad, caprese salad, so it was fun.
Well, yeah. Did the lobster roll meet with your expectations?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was all right. Yeah.
And that's Vivalore in Independence,
yes.
Mo.
Right.
I do like that place a lot.
I do too.
And we should give a shout out. The chef is Hope Dillon, who used to be
And it's a brother and sister team who, she was a pilot. Cindy Foster was a pilot. And Whit Ross was a cook, and now they've come up with a very unusual concept of putting it's almost like a tea room, but a very elaborate one. I felt like I was on a ship, actually, with a lot of antiques around it.
Right,
it's
right.
Very, very
and they're
nice.
They're all for sale, we might.
Yes.
Mary, have you been to Vivalore yet?
I have not. Okay. It is on my list, though. You keep telling me I need to go.
I think you'll dig it, yeah. Uh-huh. So where have you been?
Well, I don't go out a lot in the summer because I eat tomatoes all summer long. But I was at Westside Local the other night, which is at 1663 Summit, right where all those funky restaurants are at that intersection. I was on the hunt for a good BLT, and they have one. Their bacon there is so good. It's
well, let me ask you this, because you are our resident French fry expert.
Yes.
And people have told me that the French fries at Westside Local are among the most delicious you can find in Kansas City.
Well, I didn't have them that night. I've had them before. I wouldn't put them in my top five, but I've heard that a lot of people
like
them.
They're truffled.
I love truffles. There's another little coating on it that, in the fry.
Solid gold, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. But I was trying to be good since I was having a BLT. As my side, I had their kale salad, which I love.
Okay.
It's one of the better kale salads in town. I think it's got a shredded Brussels sprout salad on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. And they have a great mac and cheese there, too. And I also went – we were talking about brunch offline. I went to Webster House Brunch, which is at 1644 Wyandotte. And it's an excellent brunch. We had migas, a really spicy poblano, Caesar, and smoked salmon hash, all very different kind of entrees, and they were all excellent. And the other thing I would point out about Webster House is they've started doing patio dining at happy hour on Thursday through Saturday, I believe. Mm. And it's a limited menu, but you can sit outside. It's on the south side of the street of the building, and you wouldn't normally even realize it's there, but they've done a really nice job with it.
It's a pretty place. And again, the address of that, Mary?
1644 Wyandotte.
Very good. In the Crossroads.
Yes.
And Emily, you and I have had, with your new husband, brunch at Webster House. I thought the food was very good. It's a very demure dining room.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It feels like a ladies who lunch kind of place. Mm-hmm.
Well, during
lunch.
It is
lunch, a ladies who lunch kind of place.
I like sitting in the library.
It's my favorite.
The
bar.
Is that where the old chalkboard is in the wall, the original?
Yeah.
Because it's in an old schoolhouse building.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Although I think the chalkboard is in actually one of the dining rooms.
Okay. But that feels less like a ladies who lunch place.
Yeah, very cool.
And more like a bar.
Yes. Yeah. And I like antiques and shopping. So I like any place where I can eat and shop
at
the same
time. Well, then you'll like Vivalore, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Any new places for you?
Well, I've revisited some somewhat new places. One, I went back to Louis Wine Dive.
Oh, the noisiest restaurant in Waldo?
Well, at night it is.
Yeah.
It's at 7100 Warnell, so it's at Warnell and Gregory. And I went for dinner not long after it opened, and it was so noisy and so packed. And the service was really slow, but they were new, and it was a Friday night. Went back for brunch on Saturday.
They do a brunch.
They do a brunch. I was very pleasantly surprised. We were seated right away. The service was great. The food was really good. It wasn't mind-blowing.
Could you hear?
Oh, yeah. It was it wasn't too noisy at all. There was a baby shower happening downstairs, and there were empty tables, and it was very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was really good, but I learned an important lesson about probably Waldo in general and Louis Wine Dive is that you don't really go for the food. You go for the booze. And Louis does an unlimited mimosa at brunch.
Oh, dear.
And they have four different variations on it. A classic, a ruby red, which is grapefruit. The Lumosa, which is grape juice and sounds kind of awful. And a hibiscus.
The Lumosa?
Lumosa. Bubbles and grape juice. But the mimosas are $6 or $7 each and then $11 or $12 for bottomless.
How much is the brunch?
It was pretty reasonable. I had the shrimp and grit cakes, which is they have a few gluten-free menu items. And it was pretty good, and it was $12. And then my husband got the Mrs. Benedict, which is like an eggs Benedict with porchetta on it. And, $9. Wasn't bad.
No, I think it's very
really
interesting
reasonable.
That the brunch dishes cost less than the bottomless mimosa.
It makes sense, I guess.
Revealing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I also went back to Chai Chai now that I live in the neighborhood. And I love Chai Chai. I love the food. Chai Chai is at 651 East 59th. What are those shops called?
That's not Crestwood.
They do.
I don't know the name of it.
They do have a little name.
It's the most adorable tiny strip mall at 59th and Holmes.
Right.
Love the food there. I actually saw Mary Block out for her evening walk.
Did she stop
inside.
In for a quick samosa on the way?
No. We were working off our dinner.
One thing, I'm very confused by the service model there, though, I have to say.
Well, you order at a counter, correct?
Well, you walk in, they give you a menu, ask you if you want water, you go sit down at your table, then you go back up to the counter and order. And then
they bring you the
food. But they also – so served on plates, but you get plastic utensils. It's very confusing.
Well,
the food makes up for
the food. The food is amazing, and the people are very nice. It's just I was very it's not a very intuitive dining experience, but the food is very good. So
it's tiny too.
It is tiny, and it's great. It's a great little neighborhood place.
Yeah, and it's apparently it's doing well. It's been there for over a year.
Now I think they have one of their chalkboard sayings that they do regularly is the best samosas on the planet, and I do agree with that.
Well, they started out, the two brothers that own that place, as they sold samosas to other restaurants. So samosas are really the, I don't know, the calling card for Chai Chai.
I feel like they must have been holding back something so that when they opened their place, theirs would still be the best because I've never had a samosa that good.
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's Chai Chai at 59th and Holmes. Okay, so that brings it back down to me, and I'm trying to remember what new places I have.
The beignet place.
I've been to the new beignet. There's one at the City Market, but the new one that opened last weekend is at 39th Street in, I think it was a hot dog stand before, if I remember, something to go. Maybe it was just called to go. I don't know.
And it's just called beignets, right? Or beignet?
It's just called beignet. They do serve more than beignets. They have crepes. Or when I used to work in Indianapolis, craps at the creperie in Indianapolis. It did not last. I'll have some craps with a craft of Chablis.
That's good.
I know it was a tragic experience, but they do have crepes and they do have other savory items, and they do have, unlike the City Market beignet, coffee drinks like macchiatos and lattes and cappuccino and things like that. And it's a sweet, sweet little place. And if you want to do like I do, which is I stopped in there for a cup of coffee and then I walked down the street, or I walked east to my new favorite bakery, Matuka, which is at also on 39th Street in the former smoke shop. I'll have to ask Emily to look up Matuka Bakery.
I'm having a technical difficulty here. So.
Well, we will get you that address. And that is owned by the woman Ellen Hume, who operated for several years a sweet little bakery / restaurant in Kansas City, Kansas, called J. Wale Bakery.
Oh.
So, and she has, she sold that, and she is now operating Matuka, which I think is, I believe it's Hebrew for sweetie or sweetheart. So. No one ever called you a little Matuka, I take it.
No one. They called me other things. But sweetie wasn't part of it.
We are. We do want to know where you have been lately in Kansas City, new or favorite places. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to...
at KCURCST.
Very good.
I'd like to know if anyone has been to the... I don't know the name of it. The new Cafe Nika place.
Cajun kitchen.
I will never pronounce it
Properly. Right. Is that the name of it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'd love to know if anybody's been there. It's open?
Yeah. It's owned by the same owners, and they just changed the concept where they took the complicated menu away, and now it's a strictly Cajun menu. Right. And that is at 320 Southwest Boulevard. And I would actually like to hear from someone else who's been there, too.
Yeah. And Charles, also, speaking of crepes.
Crepes.
I went to Chazelle yesterday.
Which is at 17th and Summit.
Exactly. In the same neighborhood as Westside Local and Novel and Little Freshie and so on and so forth, Bluebird. And it's great.
It is great.
It was freezing cold, which was nice. You know, it's a former movie theater. And I had it was loaded. And for the whole day, I was set. It's a good place.
It's a sweet place. And now,
well, they do sweet and savory.
Right. But it is sort of, you know, during the weekday afternoons. I always think of it as also kind of a ladies' who lunch place.
Actually, there were tons of guys in there.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Eating crepes.
Because you can get Nutella for breakfast.
That's right.
Oh.
They serve breakfast all day. And Mary, you went to Succotash?
I did. Not in the last 2 weeks. But
that's like 26 in Holmes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love going there any time
Me
of day.
Too.
But brunch is great because they have this Cuban pork hash with eggs and their potatoes that is really good. And they have a great Cuban, which I think I talked about not too long ago. And I asked for it with extra pickles and extra jalapenos, and I was very happy.
Is that a regular item on their menu?
The Cuban for lunch. Cuban
for lunch.
Yep.
Okay.
And I believe that lunch menu is relatively recent. I think they've changed it fairly recently.
The great thing about Succotash, too, is they do brunch every day.
Right.
Yeah. They do lunch every day.
I think they're brunch menu.
I think you can't get breakfast items during the afternoon.
You can get breakfast and lunch every day. You can only get a special brunch menu on Saturday and Sunday. Like, I can't get that Cuban hash unless I go on Saturday or Sunday.
Oh.
But you can get breakfast all
day. Do they have it
all
on the same menu, like piece of paper menu? I feel like I've seen it during the week.
Oh, maybe.
Were they busy?
Yeah. They're always busy. Yeah.
Did you notice, I don't know when you were there, but that the white leather couches are gone?
Oh.
I thought they were a little fancy and a little unsubstantial for a restaurant.
Right.
But leather doesn't seem to do all that well.
Well, it's kind of an eclectic mix. That's a nice way of saying.
Well, but at least at that location, everything matches. The one in the River Market, it was really an eclectic mix.
Oh, yeah.
It's a comfortable place.
I like
it. 26 in Holmes.
You know, I meant to tell you this. I had not been to, I'm switching gears here, Bowling's on the Plaza. And I went to Unity to hear something, and I went into Bowling's. It looks like a casino in there.
It does.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It feels like MGM Studios.
Yes, it's gigantic.
You know, it never occurred to me until right now, but maybe that Richard and Teresa Ng should put in some slot machines.
It was just beautiful. I was in awe of it.
It's great. I love that they have a ramen bar there, so you can sit up at the ramen bar, or you can get their noodle or ramen menu at the table, and you can create your own ramen creation. So you choose your broth, your noodles, your meat. It's great. And it's like $7.95, and you get a huge bowl of ramen.
Is that pho?
No. Ramen is ramen.
Ramen is ramen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, you can get rice noodles in it, which would make it closer to pho.
All right. We do have a phone call, and we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We have Chris on the line. Chris.
Hi there.
Hi, Chris. Where have you been?
Well, I wanted to parrot the earlier recommendation for Cafe V. It's a place I discovered a few months ago, and I absolutely love the pho there.
Yeah. Did you have meat or chicken or what?
I think I just had the beef the regular time.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, I've had pho a couple times around town, and I think they all start from the same stock, so it's all like beef stock. So even if you get like chicken or seafood or whatever, it seems like it's all the beef base, so. Why find it?
Now, Chris, I want to kind of piggyback on what you're talking about. What I love the most about Cafe V is when you first walk through the door, it looks like a college coffee shop.
Yes, it does.
You know, you see students on their laptops.
Right.
And, you know, it seems it's very un-restaurant-like.
Yeah.
I would agree. Maybe a college campus in Seoul. It's a really neat place, and the people are super nice. Ordering over the phone is a little bit difficult, but they've got an online order system that seems to work out all right. And, boy, the value is amazing. There's also a great place down in Olathe on Santa Fe, just east of 35 by Quick Trip. It's got great pho. The couple that owns it's Vietnamese. They also have like a Chinese food buffet for people that love that.
What is the name of that place?
I have no idea.
I think it's Pho Good.
Pho
Good. Yeah. Well, it's is it Pho Good?
Phoggood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if it is. It's kind of a small little place. It might be, but it's literally right there on Santa Fe, right off 35. But it's really tasty.
All right. We're always happy to hear about interesting new places, especially interesting new places in the suburbs, you know, which used to be. And thank you, Chris, for that call.
An oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. but it does feel like when you walk in, I thought, am I at a campus coffee shop?
You're right.
But the food is very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. we were talking, I think it was you, Gloria, talking about going to Bowling's, the new mm-hmm. Bowling's in the Plaza and how glamorous it is, which it mm-hmm. is. This week I went to the polar opposite of that in terms of glamour. I went to the most unglamorous but great Chinese restaurant in Kansas City, which is the ABC yeah. Cafe mm-hmm. on 87th Street in Overland Park.
Right.
No glamour, but I'll tell you, for value.
You got it.
The each little individual dim sum dish, and I think they have well over a dozen, maybe 19 choices. They're only $2.88 each.
Wow!
So if you go, you know, if you go with a couple of friends, order five or six, mm-hmm. you know, you get a lot to eat, a lot mm-hmm. of interesting things to eat.
Yeah, it's not your typical Chinese food: beef tendon and pig's feet and chicken's feet and mm-hmm. various.
They also have really good like scallion pancakes, and you can, if you take people there who are not adventurous eaters, you can do both.
Yeah, because they have spring rolls and mm-hmm. things like that. But let's take this call quickly from Bill. Bill in Stillwell.
Well, folks, how are you doing?
Good.
I'm trying to get as many people to listen to your show that they think I'm some Kansas City mayor over here, know about these cool restaurants. All I do is just listen to your show. I need to have you pronounce or spell the name of that restaurant on 59th and Holmes. Is this
Chai Chai? Chai Chai, C-H-A-I. S-H-A-I.
Two words. C-H-A-I-S-H-A-I.
And that's at 651 East 59th Street. And I just want to remind everyone that this list of restaurants we talked about will go up on KCUR.org at some point later today with addresses.
But it's
One more from Charles. And that's the Chazelle.
That's C-H-E-Z, next word, E-L-L-E. And that is that's the old brick movie house, the old Summit Theater at 17th and Summit. So
17th and Summit, I got that part. Now, there is I typically don't like to call and plug in a chain, but it's actually a pretty good one. It's Drunken Fish. It's a couple of doors down. It's next to the La Bodega in Leawood, which they've been able to make one of the few restaurants that have been able to really maintain their quality. From the one in Kansas City, and I think Drunken Fish is doing similar things there at St. Louis Restaurant, but there's one in, I believe, in Parlite, and
right,
a couple of doors down from the Mac store. I had their bonsai soup. It was very good. I typically ordered the miso. The bonsai was slightly better, a few more things in there to hold on to. And then the sashimi was the tuna and the salmon sashimi was very nicely done, very artistic, and their drinks were very good. The service was very, very good. They've been pretty good. They had a soft opening a month ago, and they've been doing really well. And a lot of my favorite waitresses and waiters from Sushi Ra have been working over there, a couple of them.
Great. Well, I agree with you. The miso soup is delicious, and the prices at Drunken Fish are not very expensive. I mean, you know, it's Leawood, so they're not cheap. But, yes, so all good, and we are going to take a short break. But when we return, we'll talk about the best restaurants that deliver or allow takeout in and outside of Kansas City. Central Standard returns in a moment.
You're listening to KCUR Kansas City. It's 10:30, 83 degrees in Midtown.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Next time on Here and Now.
I'm Antonio Mora.
And I'm Rochelle Carey.
And this is Al Jazeera America.
Qatar's Al Jazeera America launches in the U.S. They promise unbiased coverage, but how different will it be from Al Jazeera English? That's next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
Here and Now today at noon, right after Up to Date, which is next. And today, former SNL comedian Chris Kattan, plus the latest editions of A Fan's Notes and 90 Mile View. That's at 11 o'clock on KCUR. Support for KCUR comes in part from the University of Missouri, Kansas City, serving metro area Kansas students by redefining the term in-state. More information is online at umkc.edu/metrorate. This is 89.3 FM KCUR, online at kcur.org. Good morning.
Welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza, joined by my fellow food critics Emily Ferris, Mary Block, and Gloria Gale. Today we're exploring the best takeout and delivery options in and around Kansas City. You can join us by telling us your favorite places to call for delivery or get takeout at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You could tweet us, Emily, where?
At KCURCST.
Or you can leave your suggestion on our Facebook page. We also take emails happily at centralstandard@kcur.org. You know, once upon a time, you were lucky to get one thing delivered. That was pizza. Fried chicken. I don't think you can get fried chicken delivered home anymore. And, you know, it never does hold up very well.
I'm not sure I'd want it, even if they did it.
Although, Chicken Delight in the 1960s. Although, I've got to stop clinging to memories of great dishes because I went to my father's hometown a couple weeks ago in upstate New York, and I remember this one sort of famous hamburger slash hot dog stand, sort of at the edge of town there in Lockport, New York. And so I've been craving a Reed's cheeseburger for weeks, mm-hmm. knowing I was going to go there. And, you know, I ordered two of them, and they weren't that good. Mm-mm. You know,
yeah,
you can never go home again.
Right.
So delivery. Mary, do you remember the very first dish you ever had delivered to your door?
I'm sure it was Chinese.
Really?
I would think so. Yeah. Okay. And that seems, I mean, that's a standard. Maybe it was pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They kind of blur together, but that is the standard. Although there are some Mexican restaurants that deliver.
Really? Which ones?
Teocalli, I noticed, delivers. They're at 2512 Holmes.
I think you have to have a minimum order of $30 or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But that's still kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then there, I noticed, well, of course, carry out is quite a bit different than delivery, and a lot of places.
I would say, yeah. I would say 98% of restaurants in Kansas City will allow carry out.
Sure. Another Mexican restaurant that delivers in Kansas City is Cancun Fiesta Fresh.
In Westport?
Yeah, they deliver. And they have pretty good tacos.
Is there a minimum charge?
I think maybe $10. If I recall, it's $10, but I can eat $10 worth of tacos by myself.
And a lot of places like Cupini's, if you get five box lunches, they'll deliver. So it doesn't have to be a mass, you know, order for a whole office, but there are deliveries.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
The Mix downtown started delivering. I saw when I worked downtown, I got really excited. But then I called them to try and order a salad, and they said, well, you have to place the order like 24 hours ahead of time by 11.
It sort of takes the spontaneity.
Yeah, it's more like,
you know who delivers is Minsky's.
Well,
I think most pizza
places deliver.
I mean, well, but they outside of the pizza.
What do they have outside of pizza?
Salad.
They have a full menu.
Sandwiches, maybe, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really must look up menus online more frequently.
but when you were talking about the Mix, that's a great place to carry out that's not
The typical
Chinese or pizza.
You can carry out from any restaurant.
Anywhere.
You know, people don't believe this, but I don't know about that. If the American will let you carry out or not, I guess they would.
You know, Houston's always had a policy they wouldn't let you
really
get it to go.
Some chefs are really concerned that their food, that if you're taking it home to someone, then the food, when they try it for the first time, it's going to be soggy or cold, and they don't want their food presented that way.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't know if they've changed, but for a long time.
I remember, and I'm wondering if the rest of you remember this as well. We had a very indignant phone caller about a year ago who called to say that she had gotten Stroud's to go.
I've had that.
And she didn't care for it. And you know, Stroud's fried chicken is really, really wonderful. But I say if you want to eat Stroud's fried chicken, you have it there.
Yes.
We are getting phone calls and emails. And let's see, Matthew calls in to ask, why does Kansas City not have a lot of delivery compared to some other cities? We can all each answer.
Because we have cars.
Well,
and this is a very big city, very spread out.
Yeah, we have cars because everything's so spread out. And can you imagine like 20 people in your neighborhood all ordering delivery from the same place in one night? I feel like in bigger cities that happens, but here,
no,
it just wouldn't happen. And, you know, Westport makes a little bit, there are people hanging out all hours of the day and night.
Well, unfortunately, also the drive-thrus have made it too simple to just stop and eat, you know, just go around and instead of going after something a little different.
Sprawl and delivery don't go well together.
No. Yes. Let's go to Matthew in Kansas City, Missouri. Matthew.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what do you want to tell us about?
I found this incredible restaurant that does offer takeout. I mean, they have a seating area that you can sit down in, but they do have their full menu for takeout. That's split between Haitian cuisine and Ethiopian.
Okay.
And it just makes an awesome combo. It's called Mesob Piklis, and it's out on Independence.
Now, I thought it was, is it in Independence or is it on Independence Boulevard?
It's on Independence Boulevard.
Okay, so it actually is in Kansas City, Missouri, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've heard many, many good things about it. Where roughly on the boulevard is that restaurant?
Unfortunately, I'm actually the wrong person to ask about that. I just moved here and am still sort of learning my way around the city, but I found the restaurant when I went hunting for Haitian food.
Well, my technical difficulties have passed me by, and it is at 3405 Independence Avenue in the Northeast.
Very good.
And it's spelled, I would have never guessed this, M-E-S-O-B, same word but cap, P-I-K-L-I-Z.
I'm not entirely sure what the mesob part is, but I know on the Haitian cuisine, piklis, the second part, is this, like, fresh coleslaw that's made with cabbage, habanero peppers, a little bit of rice vinegar, some onion, some sugar, and it's this wonderfully spicy, like fresh, crunchy slaw that's
Oh, so is that that's comparable to the Salvadoran restaurant in Overland Park?
Or in on Merriam.
Yeah, like if you go to a Salvadorian place and you get, like, I don't know that one, but sometimes they'll put that topping on the pupusas that's like the. It's very similar to that, but it's usually like a little fresher and a little crunchier.
Il Bulgarcito is the one in Merriam, and it's called the other slaw. The Salvadoran one is called Curdito. C-U-R-D-I-T-O.
Right, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. You know, wonderful.
And then if I remember at the Overland Park restaurant, which is in old downtown Overland Park, when you order pupusas or anything, I guess,
you get that.
They bring a big jar out so you can take as much as you want, which for Matthew could be a dangerous thing.
What's the name of that place?
Oh, I would just eat the jar.
Yeah. Salvadorino, something like that?
Yeah.
El Salvadorino at 7926 Santa Fe.
Thank you, Emily. Mm-hmm. And now let me ask you this, Matthew. I think everyone around this table has eaten Ethiopian food. If you had to give us in a sentence or two sentences, how would you describe Haitian food?
Oh, I can do that in one word. Mind-blowing. Haitian food tends to be, I mean, there's a lot of seafood, but where there's not seafood, you get stuff like, one of my favorite things is a dish called griot, G-R-I-Y-O-T. And it's these little cubes of marinated pork that are marinated in vinegar, sour orange juice, hot pepper, and some tomato paste at the time. Mm. Those are then deep-fried, and they serve them to you with... it's called banan pezé. It's like twice-fried patties of plantain.
Okay.
And you take the pork cube, put it on top of the plantain, put some of that piklis, the cabbage crunchy hot stuff on top of it, and dip the whole thing in another like tomato-based hot sauce called simalis, or like little painful. And it's just these little munchies of, it hits every spot on your tongue. It's salty, it's sweet, it's spicy, it's intense.
All right. Mm. And I imagine this place is... being on the avenue is not very expensive.
Oh, no. I think we had, like my partner and I, when we got an entire table laden worth of food for about $40.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
And does the food take out well? Does it travel well and go home well?
It does. It does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that phone call. That's a place I kind of want to go to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I do want to go to. Mm-hmm. We have an email. Jay from Olathe is new to the area and called to ask, this is interesting, where can you get very good cake? Cost isn't really an issue. He just wants good cake.
Costco.
I will
really?
Say
that, Costco has surprising, they have really good cakes.
Well, and you know who else does? You were talking about Bolling's. Their cakes at the Plaza are beautiful.
Who would have thought, but I will say this, that Bolling's has a cake division, and they have delicious Delicious cakes.
And Sweet Siam has that coconut cake that you would just fall down and roll over.
Lutfi's has a sunshine lemon cake.
Which I like very much.
Who?
Lutfi's.
Fried fish.
And
you can just go get – I can't take a whole cake home. Like, that is disaster. And you go get a little piece of cake, big piece.
I wish we could say go to the Prospect to get carrot cake.
Yes.
I'll tell you who has a great carrot cake, though.
Who?
It was one of the best carrot cakes I've ever had, and that was at Renee Kelly's Harvest in Shawnee.
Really?
And we may have to look up that address, but delicious carrot cake. Made by one of her servers, so you know, if and when he leaves, that may be the end of that carrot cake. But I want to put out another shout out for this new bakery on 39th Street, Metuka, M-E-T-U-K-A, and that's one of her specialties, are cakes. And I agree, Sad Crab Cake. I don't know who Sad Crab Cake is. Tweeted us that Cancun Fiesta Fresh has great takeout. So, Mexican takeout, I think, would travel relatively well.
Yeah.
You know, Dean and DeLuca.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about delivery.
They will deliver for meetings.
Minimum, imagine.
But they have such great stuff to look at, that you go, I could just dwell at the candy department in those big jars. Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I feel I always have to warn people, though, about Dean and DeLuca, because one time I accidentally got an $18 salad there because their salads are by the pound and not by the size. Yep. And the guy was like, you want some more steak? You want some more? Sure, more steak. And then I had an $18 salad.
But I bet it was worth every penny.
It was. I was full for the day.
Very good.
Yeah, yum.
It's funny. Some grocery stores in town do deliver, and one of the grocery stores that actually has a relatively nice prepared food selection is Cosentino's Brookside Market. And since they do deliver groceries, I wonder if they would deliver food as well.
I don't know.
Someone from that store is going to need to call us at 816-235-2888.
And speaking of cakes, they have a nice bakery at Whole Foods.
Yeah, but you know what? I agree, but you have to be judicious, because I've found something at Whole Foods that some of the desserts look better than they taste. That may be sort of a consistent thing among healthy desserts, that the healthier
I just go straight for the Nutter Butters, and those are good.
Yeah.
The homemade Nutter Butters at Whole Foods.
Huh.
Yeah, they're really good.
Well, I mean, you can always get cupcakes, small cakes.
Not Charles.
No, I know you don't like it, but small cakes is now in, I think it's in downtown Overland Park.
Is that a food truck?
No. That was the guy who won one of the cupcake wars. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
And he had a place out way out south at 143rd, I think. And now I don't know if it's franchising or just opening up other stores, but there's a little one in, I think it's downtown Overland Park. Somebody should.
There's one at 14383 Metcalf.
Yeah, that was the original one.
And Cafe Europa, they have little cupcakes, but they also make them bigger, so it's like a mini cake. And they've got great carrot cake.
Right.
Well, let me tell you, another favorite takeout place for me is, I think the restaurant it's on 51st Street. Near Oak, right off of Oak. Sahara.
Oh, Sahara Cafe.
It's because it's kind of a college hangout. It's not terribly expensive, and the Middle Eastern food is really delicious, and it does travel well.
And it's nice when you can pull up and not have to go into the main restaurant to order, like De Bronx out south. They have their own takeout door that you can go in and just pull right up. And the same with Jack Stack down the street.
Well, they'll even bring it to your car. The one on
they
the plaza.
Will?
The one on the plaza, anyway. If you call ahead for delivery, they'll bring it out to your car.
How about that?
And of course, Oklahoma Joe's has a separate desk, so you don't have to stand in line.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. So,
but, the ultimate carryout are all the food trucks that are all over the city.
Right.
Yeah. But they're not packaged to travel. I think the absolute best carryout that travels just so well is Indian food.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
And Thai.
Thai as
and
well.
Thai.
Yeah. I probably get takeout from Taj Palace about once a month. That's on 39th Street. And
I know where it is.
Everyone I know talks a lot about Korma Sutra, which is good, but I love Taj Palace on 39th Street.
And it's still hot.
Do you call an order in advance?
Yeah. Most of the time, if I've planned well enough in advance. And they're great, and they're super nice. And it's also great to go in there. Their dining room usually isn't that packed. So.
Well, I've always been a fan of Prince's Garden, and we do carry out from there a lot.
Now, I want to remind our listeners and my fellow panelists here that, yes, in case this question does come up, I'm trying to catch it in advance. Yes, when you go to pick up a carryout order, you do tip on it. You do tip 10%. And if you don't...
You should.
You don't get your food.
No, you get your food, but you're cursed. Let's go to Emma. Emma and Lawrence.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. How are you, Emma?
Good. You guys were just talking about Whole Foods and how a lot of times their desserts look better than they taste.
I'm guilty of that, yeah. So.
Yeah. And I go to the University of Kansas now, but my parents live just up down the street from Whole Foods. And we've noticed within the past year that they got a new bakery chef, and now their cupcakes are some of the best in Kansas City, and they're beautiful.
Well, since I don't eat cupcakes, I refuse to eat them. Are the other desserts beautiful? I mean, tasty too?
Yeah, they really are. They do a really good like chocolate mousse cup, good parfaits. You know, we a lot of times get their cakes and stuff for birthdays. They do an awesome cake that is fresh fruit layered in between like vanilla. And it's really awesome.
Which Whole Foods is this? Yeah. Metcalf or out south?
The one at 91st and Metcalf, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, since you're in Lawrence, do you ever get takeout in Lawrence of any kind?
My absolute favorite takeout in Lawrence is probably from Wheatfield's Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a good choice.
They have the best sandwiches, and they have great bread options. I take it back to Kansas City for my parents a lot.
Yeah.
Another great takeout place is Dempsey's. They do a really good takeout.
Oh, and the burger place? Okay.
Yeah, and they do their burgers so that they don't get soggy when you take them out. I hate that.
This is kind of skipping around, but since you're in Lawrence, have you been to the new Tellers?
No, I haven't been yet.
Yeah.
Well, go get a carryout dish today and call
and
us
let
next
us know.
Time.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Emma. Thank you. And here's Brad in Prairie Village.
Hi there. They've completely rebuilt the hen house down there in Corn Square.
Yeah.
And they've got a smoker, and they've got ribs and smoked chickens, and they've got a rotisserie for rotisserie chickens, and a coffee bar and salad bar right next to the fresh vegetables, and giant cheese island, and a pretty good selection of buy a couple pounds of deli and take it home.
Great.
Excellent idea. I didn't know that about the... everything's up to date in Prairie Village, baby. It's the groovy capital of the metro.
McGonagall's is known for its smoker and their the barbecue that they have.
You can
there.
Smell it blocks away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It is delicious. It
really is.
And it also, there's a case of something else that travels well. Barbecue tends to travel well.
It does. Mm-hmm.
French fries, not so much.
I was going to say, I wouldn't go for the cold French fries.
But
just
once
don't
you dip
do it
them
for
in
me.
Barbecue sauce or baked beans, it's fine.
Well, Mary, here is my... because French fries do tend to travel so badly, my theory is this, because I like to go to LC's, which is not that close to my house, but close enough. But I eat the French fries in the car on the way back to my house.
Okay.
So everybody's happy. 816-235-2888. We are talking about delivery of food and the best takeout places in Kansas City.
And there used to be a service that did that.
You know, there have been in the years I've been in Kansas City a couple of entrepreneurs who started service where they work out a deal with a couple, three or four restaurants, and they would, you would call them. They were sort of the middleman, and you would call them for your takeout order, and then they would deliver it to you. But none of those.
They
services
don't seem
to last.
Because everybody gets mad because it's late.
Well, and they seem to do it more in big college towns.
Oh, which makes a lot of sense.
And just big cities.
Yeah. I remember getting Baskin and Robbins delivered to my dorm when I was in college.
Really?
I don't know how they did it, but
impossible.
11 or 12 at night, we would have Baskin and Robbins come deliver.
Isn't it melted by the time it gets to you?
They must have had a freezer truck.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good idea.
I distinctly remember that, I'm sorry to say.
When I lived in New York I don't think this happened all the time. I think it was a trial period, but McDonald's used to deliver.
Ew.
What?
Like I could have ordered a number two to my apartment if I wanted to.
Well,
but every place in New York.
If only I could get White Castle to deliver to Kansas City from St. Louis. Now there would be.
Maybe ask the IKEA people.
That could be right. We are taking your emails at centralstandard@kcor.org. We want to know your favorite carryout places in Kansas City. Burgers. I wish more places would deliver burgers. Mm. But
doesn't work.
Joe called to say that Matuka's on 39th Street is closed.
Well, there you go.
And asked, what is it? You know, these places open and like 2 weeks later they're closed.
Mm.
The woman who owned it, does she still have a place on Strawberry Hill? No, she does not.
Okay.
But that's good information for us at 816-235-2888. I always want a moment of silence when a place closes.
You just wrote about it at the end of last month.
I know it. I wonder if it's
maybe it was your review.
Oh
no, you did it. You did a nice review.
You know, Walt used to say, Walt Bodine, when he was sitting in the seat, used to say that we don't say that places are closed until we have official confirmation. So, unless somebody from the bakery has called or calls to tell us it's closed, we say it's still open, and that goes for the prospect of Westport or anything else.
That's right.
Let's go to, is it Cherry or Sherry?
Sherry.
Sherry, and where do you like to go to? Oh, wait, it says here on our screen, did you really take Jack Stack to Iowa?
I did, and what's great about it is you call them ahead of time and tell them what you want to order and tell them to pack it cold for travel. And they packed it perfectly. I took it in my cooler, got up there, reheated it, and it was just like being at the barbecue joint.
Now, did you, when you say reheated it, in the oven or in the microwave?
Oh, in the oven.
Okay, I know. What a horrible thing for me to say.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma Joe's will pack that for you, too. Last summer, I drove ribs to Wisconsin. So you call them ahead and tell them the same thing, and they'll pack it to travel.
And they'll also ship it.
Yeah, Gates does
it. Right. Now, Fiorillas does ship it, and I've shipped it up to Iowa, too. But I was just on my way up, and I had a barbecue party with a bunch of friends in Iowa that I hadn't seen in a while, and some were Kansas City natives, so they really love the hometown food.
That's great. Okay, well, thank you, Sherry. And let's go to Mike. Mike in Kansas City.
Hi. Our favorite takeout is Chinese, and our favorite of that is China One in Clay Como. And we've gone there for over 25 years, and it's always been consistent and wonderful. I bet we've had 400 takeout meals from them.
And is that any connection to the China One on North Oak Trafficway in the Northland?
No, it's totally independent. It's their own place.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's called Chinese Garden. I should know the name after going so long.
Oh, okay.
And we just call it in and go get it, and it's always wonderful.
Okay. So a correction, it is Chinese Garden and not China One.
In Clay Como.
Correct. Okay, well, thank you. Let's go to Felicia. Felicia in Kansas City.
Yes, I just tuned in, and I didn't know if anyone had mentioned Never on Sunday. It's a Greek restaurant at 99th and Holmes.
I like that place, and the things they serve, like souvlaki, really do travel pretty well.
Huh.
They do, and I will tell you, they have some, it's called chicken salad, but it's a Greek salad with the broiled strips of chicken on top of it, or grilled, not broiled, but grilled, and it is fabulous, and their pita, I think, is the best in the city.
Huh.
And their spanakopita is also not greasy. So.
No, I agree. In fact, I ate my spanakopita in the car on the way home.
Along with French fries.
Yeah, with the French fries, yes. So thank you, Felicia. That's great. We are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. And the switchboard is still lighting up. We only have a few minutes left. We're talking about the best carryout places in Kansas City or places that deliver. I wish that Never on Sunday place did deliver, because every once in a while I do have a craving for Greek food.
Mm.
Unfortunately, I usually have it about 4 a.m. Mm.
There are very few delivery places, but I feel like I have to give a shout out to Aloha Chopsticks.
Really?
Well, you know, I used to live until very recently at 45th near Rainbow, and now my favorite carryout Chinese is New Peking in Westport, but they don't do delivery. We get takeout from there a lot. But you know those nights when you just can't leave the house and you don't want to cook? Aloha Chopsticks will deliver.
It's been there a long, long time.
And it's not the best Chinese food in the world, but it is not the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
well, that was damned with faint praise.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's go to Anita in Leawood. Anita, where do you get carry out?
Carry out in Leawood for Mexican food, the best by far, Jose Pepper's. Well packed. It's like if you're sitting in the restaurant when you take it home. Outstanding.
Okay, Jose Pepper's. And is that the one on 119th Street? No, that's
105th.
There's like about seven of them, but I usually go to the one like at about 143rd in Metcalf.
And do you call ahead to have them pack it up before, or do you just go in and wait for it?
You know what? You call ahead. There's a side door. You get to the bar, and it's ready, and that espinaca to travel is insane. It's just, I'm from New Orleans, and because of the heat down there, every little mom-and-pop restaurant will ship. And you can travel with, you know, food because of the heat. Everything is packaged really, really well. And Jose Pepper's put out the hottest food. Good quality. It's just delicious.
All right. Well, that's a nice plug for Jose Pepper's. How about Aaron? Aaron in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yes, sir. I'm calling about Dominic's on North Oak Traffic Way. It's the Italian eatery in the back of the car wash.
You know, is that also a pizza place?
It is. I don't believe they have pizza, but okay. They have by far the best Italian steaks in Kansas City.
Wow.
Really?
I'm up there.
Okay.
Yes.
What makes them...
You can eat your car washed at the same time.
You know what? I think you've just sold me on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
In fact, I think I have had an Italian steak from Dominic's, and it was really, really good.
Where is it?
It's approximately, and I might be a little bit off on the street here, but I think it's around the 72nd North Oak area.
6902 North Oak Traffic Way in Gladstone.
Yeah. Behind the car wash.
Yeah, and it'll show it's Dominic's car wash sign out front. You wouldn't really know that it's an Italian eatery, but his mother, I believe, is the one that cooks until you go to the Italian window first and then pull around to the car wash.
And
just enough time in a tunnel wash to eat your Italian beef before you get out.
You know
that's
what?
Great.
That
I
is.
More of that.
I know.
Yeah. I want a bank.
Yeah.
And a post office.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
Bella Napoli's is another good place for Italian that you can take out sandwiches and salads, and I'm sure they're pizza and pasta.
Hey, thank you so much, Aaron. And let's take this last caller, Jay and Miriam. Oh,
yeah.
I guess Jay, you're going to have to call next week. We've had calls right up to the last minute. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Mary Block, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale, and remind you that you can always find a list of all of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcor.org/Central Standard Friday and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with comedian Chris Catan and 90 Mile View. Our show today was produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Ross Steinmetz. Our announcer is the lovely Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy all of your food, Kansas City.